T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I was saying Big Daddy in my sleep on Thursday last week.
And how does Boo Bear feel about that?
So it's a little weird.
I can imagine.
So I sleep talk. I'm not much of a sleepwalker. And I didn't know this until I got together with Boo Bear, because before then, there was nobody that was like sleeping in the same room as me to tell me that I've been a sleep talker, right?
That's usually part of how you figure it out.
Yeah, and so it only happens if I'm like really tired, stressed out, about to get sick. Like, it's not a nightly occurrence, I don't think.
Okay.
And so I fell asleep on Thursday watching the Golden Girls.
Uh-huh.
And then I was talking about Big Daddy, and my husband Boo Bear thought it was so funny. He woke me up to tell me, and he's like, "Who's Big Daddy?"
Ooh.
And I was like, "Big Daddy?
What kind of dreams are you having, Liz?"
Yeah, like, I'm not going to... That's like, that is not a phrase I would ever say. I'd never be like, "Hey, Big Daddy," you know? And so I was like, "What? What are you talking about?" And so we were able to finally like trace it back. And it's because on Golden Girls, Blanche calls her dad Big Daddy.
Uh-huh.
And so I was dreaming about the episode I had just watched.
Oh, that makes much more sense. I thought it was a totally different kind of dream.
Yeah, no. Like, I was talking to him about whatever I watched on television. And so I've done this for a while, though. We've gotten in fights before. The first time I ever talked in my sleep, apparently I was, like, really mean and I kicked him out.
Does he not know you're sleeping, though?
The first time he didn't. And it's because I'll sit up and I'll have a conversation.
That is scary.
So, like, if you leave me alone, I guess I just kind of babble and do my own thing and then I drift back to sleep or whatever.
I can imagine.
But if you engage me, I'll engage you back.
I gotcha.
But so if you have a conversation with me, I guess I fought him the first time. But sometimes it'll just not make sense. You'll ask me a question and I'll be like, "Chicken eggs. Get the chicken eggs from the kitchen," you know? Just really weird stuff. And so I need to know I'm not alone. We did post it up on our Facebook, and there are some really fabulous comments.
All right.
My favorite, though, is Bethany said she sings in her sleep.
Like a straight-up song?
Well, I've done this before where I've woken up singing Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
So I guess I could see that, because I woke myself up going, "Rain on me."
Me. Yeah. That's a thing, though. That's a thing. I scream in my sleep.
What?
Yeah.
Just like randomly you start yelling?
I have like night terrors and I make all sorts of crazy noises.
Oh, yeah. That's way worse than just talking.
Yeah.
No wonder you can only get roommate Kevin to live with you. I would be terrified. And you live in a townhouse. That's a shared wall. Somebody's going to call the police on you. You need to go and visit your neighbors and leave a post-it to warn them.
I know.
Well... Can't top that, I guess.
I'm sorry.
If you're a sleep talker or a sleepwalker, let us know. We want to hear your story. 503-733-5105.
It actually wasn't me. It was a friend of mine. I let him sleep on my couch one night, and I had already gone to bed. Then I got up and went in the kitchen to get a drink of water. And as I walked past him, he like threw himself up in bed, stared right at me, threw his hands out, and said, "Ultra big fish."
What?
And then turned over and went right back to sleep.
What does that even mean?
I mean, it sounds like 8 big fish. Ocho big fish. Right?
Yeah.
That's what it sounded like. But it was dark and it scared me.
I would be scared too.
Hilarious.
Did you tell him about it the next day?
Yeah, he didn't remember anything. But the funny thing was, like, he had his hands out like he was measuring a fish.
Sounds like a good dream to me.
Yeah, I just guess he went fishing, caught a whole bunch of them. Was he an avid fisherman?
I don't think so.
Well, he was dreaming about it. Thank you so much for calling in. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks. You too. Bye.
Maybe he meant mucho big fish.
I don't know. 8 fish, though, that's a good haul, right? I mean, I don't go fishing, but I feel like that's a lot.
Maybe it was like an 8-inch fish.
I guess. I don't know. But we're talking about if you sleepwalk or sleep talk.
I change my clothes.
You change your clothes?
Yes, in my sleep.
So you go from wearing like one pajama set to another, or what happened?
Correct. And I like nicely fold them away and whatnot. And the first time it happened, I had a girlfriend spending the night and I accused her of changing me.
So you like go to bed wearing one thing and wake up wearing another?
Correct.
You do your own fashion show.
I guess. What?
I guess so. And my friend thought I was crazy. And
because that's such an odd thing to accuse someone of. What did she say when you said that?
She asked me why I would ask her something as weird as that. And I'm like, well, what else would explain it? And then 2 months later, I did it. So then I apologized.
Oh.
Wow. I feel like if I were going to do this, I would injure myself because I have a hard enough time putting on pants in the morning in general. So if I was going to do it in my sleep, I would totally break something.
Yeah, but is it the excitement of a new outfit? Is that what you change into? Because I know like whenever I get new office supplies, I like go downstairs and rearrange my backpack.
That is true. But I don't have any like memory of doing it. I just wake up in something different.
Congratulations on the outfit change. I would just be mad I have to do laundry twice now. I'd be like, man.
Exactly.
Well, what's your name?
I'm Haley.
I don't even think I own enough pairs of pajamas to, like, change my clothes in my sleep.
You probably should invest in some. Just in case you do start sleepwalking, that's not good for anyone. If you sleepwalker sleep talk, 503-733-5105.
I have had insomnia for years, and last year it got really bad where I could almost not make it through the day at work. So my doctor told me to try taking Ambien.
Oh.
And so at first I was like, this is fantastic, right? Like, I'd wake up, I'm like, wow, I don't even remember the last 8 hours. And I was like, this is life-changing. Everything's going to be great. And then the Amazon packages started showing up.
Oh!
Did you get anything good?
You know what? It was weird stuff. It was like, it was almost like I must have been watching infomercials or something because I was getting like the slap chop, you know, like you're going to love my nuts, slap, 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 chop, 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 all that kind of stuff. And I'd be opening these boxes with my husband and my kids going, why did you buy that? I'm like, I don't even remember buying this. In addition to like the weird infomercial stuff, I was getting like 18 books at a time because I'm a big reader, but like it's because all my credit cards are preloaded into like my Amazon account.
Oh,
like,
that is danger zone.
Think.
Did you ever shut down your account after realizing what was going on?
I mean, it's my Amazon account. I'm not shutting that down for nothing. So the scary thing is, like, I woke up one morning and I got an email from my retirement 401k account, and they wanted to confirm my request to withdraw all my funds effective immediately.
You can't do that. That's a huge tax penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, I called them. I'm like, no, 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 no. Please don't process that. And I explained, and they were like, okay, maybe don't do that anymore. And so then I like had to tell my husband, I'm like, listen to this, and he just looks at me. He's like, the 14 boxes a day from Amazon like weren't enough. Enough of a tip-off that this might not be the best option for you. And then Peloton called me to schedule my delivery.
God! That's like a $3,000 bike! What are you doing? Sleeping is expensive!
And a $50 a month subscription.
That's why you had to cash out the 401k, was just to afford the Peloton.
Still have the bike, though. Like, they weren't as understanding about, hey, listen, I ordered that in my sleep.
Peloton wants all that money.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hopefully the bike is treating you well. And thank you so much for calling in. We super appreciate you.
No, it's I love you guys. It's always a blast.
If I ordered a Peloton in my sleep, I would have to file for bankruptcy at this point.
Right? I don't have that kind of money in savings. Sorry about you.
I was about 5 months pregnant at the time, and my husband, he was having a nightmare or a dream or something that he was looking for something under the bed, and he literally lifted the mattress full arm extended into the air, and I like rolled in between the wall and the mattress, and I had to like get his attention to wake him up, and he literally woke up arms fully extended, mattress like almost touching the ceiling.
Oh my gosh.
Was there anything under the mattress, or was he just like dreaming?
No, he literally was just dreaming that he was looking for something. To this day, he doesn't remember anything except for waking up with the mattress in the air. Like, he had surgery one time and he couldn't eat, so we had to like lock the door.
Is it normal? Like, is that a normal night for him to get up and walk around and move?
For the most part, it's gotten better. We had just moved to where we lived, so typically he like has to take time to like get comfortable, I guess. I don't know. But after a while, he'll stop. But I don't know if it's like him just looking for, I don't know. He's crazy.
Is he keeping secrets from you when he's awake?
He's just
is
out
that
here
what it is? It's manifesting?
I mean, it could be. I don't know. He's just really like odd. And then half the time, I think I get him awake and he's talking to me. And then in the morning, he doesn't remember anything that happened.
Wow. Well, you didn't get hurt though when he picked the mattress up, right?
No. I was fine. It was just trying to get his attention. And
man, maybe he was just really stressed out about the baby. Maybe it's just when he's stressed.
Maybe. Yeah, he talks a lot, or like he'll wake up afraid. Like he'll just like, wow, what's happening? And then we can get him calm. But I don't know. He's got like night terrors or something.
I'd do the same thing.
That sounds so stressful.
Do you?
Yeah, but I don't get up and like display Superman strength because I don't have any.
What is going on?
It can be scary sometimes, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about this because last week I called my husband Big Daddy in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because I was thinking about like a TV show with a character, whatever. Get your mind out of the gutter.
I wish someone would call me Big Daddy. I'm sorry.
Just want to know if I have anyone else out there that's a sleepwalker or talker like me. 503-733-5105.
My fiance, he sleep talks pretty often, and lately something that he does in the waking hours has seeped its way into it. He uses the speech to text option on his phone. When you say the punctuation mark, it puts it in the sentence and all that.
Yeah, it's very convenient.
Oh yeah, he's really lazy. He loves it. But he was in a dead sleep last night, and it was so quiet, and all of a sudden, really loudly, he says, LOL, you guys have a great night, exclamation point.
Even his sleep, he's too lazy to type.
At least he's getting the punctuation out there.
So, yeah, at this point, he's too lazy to even use his phone correctly in his dreams, I guess. I don't know. I laughed and woke him up, and I can't wait to tell him about it again this afternoon.
Oh, that's the best. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.